Yay! Welcome to Call 29, ladies. So happy to have all of you here. So honored to have one of my best friends ever here as my special guest. We're going to dive into some really exciting things tonight with Carmel. And she's going to share some of her story with us. We're going to do some Q&A. I'm going to do some informal kind of interviewing with her, and then you leaders are going to have an opportunity to ask her anything that you would like. She of course can answer
Anything.
anything you
Anything.
want. She can answer or not, but no, it's I'm really, really honored and excited to be here with you,
Thank you.
all
Thanks
of
for having
you.
me. I'm
Yeah.
super excited about this too. I've known Fawn now. We just figured it out since
Can I hold
2013.
up the board?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my
I'm like, Carmel, when did we meet?
it's my wedding board. It's when I first met her best friend, who's my husband. So that's when we met. 7/2/2013. So I've known Fawn for a really long time, and she talks a lot about how amazing her group is, her women, and I just feel lucky to be a part of it. Thanks for having me. It's cool.
Yay, awesome. So, ladies, we're gonna do the usual that kind of makes it sound boring. We're gonna do some intros and we're gonna do some Q&A and some any shares around recent modules, anything that's coming up for you as per usual. And then I think this might be the first Q&A call that all of you have been on. I think the last one I did actually was a year ago with Brandy. So raise your hand if this is your first like special guest Q&A call. Okay. Okay, awesome. Yeah, it's been a while. Super. So just to give you a sense of the format of this, it's totally different from the rest of the calls that we do. I'm going to be introducing Carmel, sharing a little bit about how I know her, which we kind of just did, but also why she's my special guest, why I'm excited to have her here, and why I think her story and her life is super inspiring. And then we're going to do some Q&A, essentially walking through the timeline of her life from around, well, whenever you want to start, but around 20-ish up until present day, because it's an amazing, amazing story. So we I'll be asking her some questions. She'll be sharing her story with us, and I'll be pausing intermittently to invite you ladies to share anything that resonated, if you have any questions based on what she shared. So we'll do some kind of intermittent opening Q&As along the way. And then toward the hello galaxy note, I see someone just joined on the galaxy. And then toward the end of the call, we'll hold space for 15 or 20 minutes of just like open forum Q&A. So please can ask anything you want, or Carmel can share anything that she wants that's maybe like off script from the actual timeline story. So, oh, hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Woo! Great group. Okay, so that's the overview. Informal as we usually do, but also super, super valuable. I've learned most of what I know as a business person, honestly, from Carmel and Brody, her husband, slash my best friend. So I'm really excited for you all to have an opportunity to get to know her and hear her story and ask her some questions. Awesome. Oh, Lauren's here too. Oh my gosh, so exciting. Okay, so let's go into introductions. I had 86 RSVPs, and I'm seeing that there are additional ladies joining, which is really exciting. So that being said, though, let's keep our intros short and succinct and laser. So your name, your location, anything that you're grateful for right now, and how are you feeling? So again, kind of checking in with where everybody's at sensationally or emotionally in terms of your feeling state, so that we can tune into each other since we're not all in the same room together. It's nice to know, like, kind of where everybody's at. So we'll do introductions right now, and then we'll shift gears into some Q&A and some shares. So I will start the round. I'm Fawn, and I'm currently in Woodland Hills, right? Woodland Hills, outside of Los Angeles, California. I'm super grateful for friends and family right now. I just spent 5 days with my immediate and extended family up in San Francisco celebrating my birthday, and like, so, so amazing. And then visited friends in Santa Cruz, and now I'm here in LA with my best friends. So
The fun
just like
doesn't stop.
oozing with gratitude for my friends and family and community. And I'm feeling really excited right now that all of you get to meet Carmel and she gets to meet you guys and we get to hang out. super excited. Okay, so that's my intro, and then I'm just going to go ahead and round robin it. I'll start with you, and then I'll go to the ladies. Can everybody hear me? Show of hands, video feed, audio feed. Okay, cool. Awesome. I love this dance.
I'm Carmel Burkholz. I'm Fawn's bestie. Really thankful to be here. I'm also in Woodland Hills, California. I'm so sorry, but it's going to be 80 degrees here. It's been freezing. So it's going to be 80. We're going to go in the pool this weekend. So I'm really excited about that because I just had a baby 3 months ago and I'm going to finally get a bathing suit on. So lots of happy things happening.
Yay.
Very excited. Thanks.
Awesome. So happy to have you here. I know everyone's like 80 degrees.
I know. Like jealous. I know. But I haven't been out of my house in months. So it's worth it.
Awesome. All right. Oh, Paige is here. Awesome. So we're doing introductions. I'm going to go ahead and start with Ren. Let's keep introductions to a minute or less, ladies. I know that's like a lot. Name, location, grateful. How are you feeling? A minute each so that we can go ahead and move into the special guest portion. And Ren, would you be willing to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hey, everybody. It's Ren on just outside of Rockford. That's perfect. I'm just outside of Rockford in the greater Chicago area, technically. I am grateful for the beautiful weather we've had today. For the first time in months, we really needed it. And I'm feeling a little excited, happy, and overwhelmed. I think that covers everything.
Thank you for sharing that. Yay. Awesome. In the Q&A and share portion following this, Ren, I will invite you to open up around anything that you shared or feeling in terms of the overwhelm or anything else, because it sounds like there's a lot going on.
Yeah. I don't even know where to start.
Right. All right. Thank you for the intro. I'll go to Ms. Kim. Would you be willing to introduce yourself?
Yeah, this is going to be a little quick. Okay. Because I was just chatting for you guys, but our sirens are going off because we have a tornado warning, of course, because it's warm outside. And it's going to get, so I'm sure it's whatever. So I'm taking you to the basement, change over to my phone rather than my laptop. Oh, we probably got to.
Oh, you're breaking up a little bit. Oh, no.
Yeah. So I'm going to move to my phone probably and not be in video. So I'll be able to hear you all. But that's what's going on in Ohio.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
I'm grateful for a basement.
Stay safe, Kim.
Oh, my gosh. Hey. Yeah, be safe, Kim. Join us by phone.
All right. I will.
Okay. All right. Jessica, would you be willing to introduce yourself? Oh, where'd you go? There.
Hey. Kim is so calm about it.
I know. I'm sitting here like,
thanks, man. I'll catch up with you in a moment.
Here we go.
That was great. Ren, I'm a little jealous of your beautiful weather. We got all the rain today. But I am in Chicago, I guess south of where all the sun was. So, but today I'm feeling pretty good. I carved some time out to take care of my relationships. I've been bouncing around a lot between different activities, trying to get some momentum on some goals that I have, which has been great. But it's also taking up all my time, and I felt like I was neglecting my relationship a little bit, so gave some care towards that today, and I'm feeling much more balanced, so I'm feeling good.
Good for you. Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, good for you. Awesome. Thank you for the intro. Lisa, I see that you're here with us. Would you be willing to introduce yourself?
And you? Yeah, hi, everybody. Hey. Hello. I am today feeling very grateful for, I'm sorry, I'm Lisa. I'm in Sandpoint, Idaho, way up north by Canada. We're still in the depths of winter up here as well, even though spring is percolating underneath all of our feet. And today I'm grateful for being able to do some self-care. I got a much needed massage, and my massage therapist is really insightful, helped me tune into a couple of things that I'm holding in my body. So I've just been sitting with that this afternoon and just in kind of a mellow, quiet space tonight, but glad to be here. Did you get that?
I heard you, Lisa. I think Fawn is frozen.
Yeah, I think Fawn froze up. Yeah, maybe the... It was strange as Kim was talking how she got all shaky with that tornado coming in. Now what's happening on the coast?
Maybe we can send her a message.
Good idea.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, they must be restarting.
Now she's gone entirely.
Yeah. Oh, hopefully they're restarting.
Ren, you didn't get any rain today? Get any of these?
We got some rain. Well, nothing disastrous. It started out kind of cloudy, and then it got a little bit sunny, just sunny enough to call it sunny. and then it got windy, and
there you are.
Hi, sorry,
okay, you're back.
There you are.
I think that's my internet. I don't know. I just texted my husband, stop using all the internet.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, ladies. Okay, Lisa, you, would you be willing to reintroduce yourself?
We heard Lisa Syrak up in Sandpoint, Idaho. And I'm grateful I was able to get a massage today, had some good insightful time with my very tuned in therapist, and just feeling quiet and mellow and reflective tonight. Glad to be here though.
Beautiful. Good for you. Yay, self-care. So happy to hear that. Or too, it sounds like your massage therapist isn't just a massage therapist, but also like support of sorts for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Good for you. Awesome. Paige, would you be willing to introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Paige Crabtree. I am also in Cincinnati, Ohio, so I'm in the Ohio area. And yeah, I can confirm it's a little crazy around here today. Our trash cans actually ended up flying down the street, so we had to pick up all of our recycling, so that was pretty fun. But otherwise, you know, feeling really inspired and grateful. We just got done painting 3 rooms of our house.
Yay!
So, yeah, I'm just a little tired, but I'm drinking coffee, so I'm sure I'll be talking your head off later.
Awesome. Thanks for the intro. Congrats on painting your room. She just bought her dream house.
Thank you.
And they've been like in winter mode, but I'm really excited for that.
That's exciting. Yay. That's a huge step.
Awesome.
Oh, painting.
Yay. Thank you, Paige. And then Lauren, I see. Also, Lisa and Paige, I'm not sure if this is intentional. I just want to let you know I cannot see you. So if it's intentional, no worries. But if not, check your video settings. And Lauren, I see that you're here with us. I also cannot see you, but I see that you're here. Would you be willing to introduce yourself?
Yes, hello, I'm Lauren. I'm originally from San Francisco, but I moved to San Diego. So we've been having amazing weather today. It was a little rough day today, but I journaled for my first time ever and it helped a lot. So I'm actually feeling pretty good now. So that was exciting.
Yay. Good for you.
Awesome. And so I would say I'm grateful for the weather and learning to journal when I know I need to.
Yeah. Good for you. Awesome. Who, I guess the video feed's kind of limited right now, but ladies, raise your hand if you've found some value in journaling, whether before the coaching journey or after. Yeah, awesome. Lauren, we're all, I don't know if you can see us, but we're all raising our hands and in support of you journaling because it is so valuable and so helpful. And I'm really grateful that you're sourcing that for yourself right now and already experiencing some benefit. It's awesome. All right, let me see if there's anybody I am missing here. Nope, 6 out of 6. Hopefully Kim joins us again. I might send her a, like, are you okay text in a moment. But all right, let's go ahead and shift. Did I miss anybody in terms of intros? Got it. Okay. Let's go ahead and shift into Q&A and shares from recent calls or recent modules. Lately, I've been kind of opening this up to like anything that you have a question about or share about with regard to your coaching journey or the materials of the program. I think everybody's pretty pretty far into things at this point, so I'll just open it up. Would anybody like to share a challenge, an update, a question regarding recent themes or anything at all? Show of hands. And this is always where everyone's like, I don't know. And then all of a sudden it's like, bah, bah, bah. I might spotlight one or two of you. Okay. I'll pose it this way. Any exciting updates from anybody? Like, I did the thing updates. Ren, yay! Awesome.
And my brain just went blank when you asked about it. I'm like, wait, what?
thank you for volunteering. And also let's keep this to, updates and shares. Let's keep them like 2 minutes. And then I just want to be mindful of time, but yeah. Red, what's going on in your life?
Okay. So we've been in a holding pattern at work. We're still in a holding pattern at work. So we lost a piece of our client business recently, and we don't know if my team is going to be having any layoffs. And we probably won't know for a couple of months, so that's not a terrible thing. It's a little bit tense, I guess, at work a little bit. Not terrible, but just noticeable. Other than that, I just paid off my credit card today, so. Woo! Yay! So I got a couple other things to finish cleaning up. It's going to take a bit, I know, but that's okay. And I have an appointment with my local small business development center for next Wednesday to do a consultation, and they can help me get the ball rolling wherever, you know, how I need to get it rolling, hopefully, or at least have a better idea.
Yay.
Yeah, I'm serious about getting my studio really up and running this year, and I'm definitely overwhelmed with, like, what do I do next? Or what would be the best next step to take? But, oh, I don't know if I mentioned it last time, but I have like 3 or 4 events coming up next month in May. So I've got the Rockford Art Scene, which is a 2-evening event. I've got at least 1, possibly 2 locations for that. I have 2 dates for City Winter Market, which sounds strange, I know, because it's going to be spring, but they just got a building, so that they can do, City Market during the winter, and their first dates are actually going to be, like, in the spring, but, so they're like, yeah, let's do it, and I'm like, heck, I'm in!
Yay!
And I also got into a video game art show at Laser Quest here in town in next month. So my biggest upcoming expense is going to be getting event liability insurance for the event, which I need anyway, pretty much all the events, which I need anyway. But yeah, I think I've got that handled. And I think that's it for now, for today.
These are such exciting updates, Ren. Yay.
Thank you. Yeah.
Everybody give Ren some love. That's amazing.
Right? I'm remembering when I was doing the exact same stuff and how I felt about it. Before I had went to the Small Business Bureau, and the day I did all that was a huge day.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me too. I've completely forgot about our Small Business Development Center until I finally got back to an Art Guild meeting this month.
Nice.
For the last year and a half, I haven't gone because we've been busy raising the puppy, and now she's old enough I don't have to be home right after work, finally. So I finally went to an Art Guild meeting this month, and they were doing a present. They had somebody from, it's called Iger Lab, which is, they're connected to the Small Business Development Centers. They had somebody doing a presentation at the meeting, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's right, we do have that.
Awesome, what a great resource.
Yeah.
And thanks for naming or bringing that to the table, because I know a handful of ladies on this call are either contemplating and or in motion of launching their own business or thinking about it. So that's a really great resource.
It's free, ladies. Any free resources we can use, we want to use them.
There are some programs too for women in business, specifically through the small business. So they really will help you walk through everything, all of it, insurance,
right,
lawyers, filing for your business license, everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So I need to get my, employer ID number and the sales tax certificate? Mm-hmm. Cause I don't have either of those yet, but that's something that I want to get taken care of. And I'm like, oh yeah, they'll help me do that. So I don't have to do it by myself and worry about screwing it up.
Right. Yay. Awesome. Well, thanks for that share, Ren. We're all really, really happy and, supporting you in all the motion you've been creating in your life, action you've been taking, and the rewards that you're sowing from that. I mean, it was just recently that you had mentioned, I think if I'm remembering correctly, mm-hmm. You were the one that kind of sparked the conversation around finances and mitigating how to pay off debt and wealth management, things like that. And look at you, you're already paying off one of your credit cards, which I know hasn't been overnight for sure, but I really want to
make
that you today is it's a milestone.
yeah. Awesome. I'm excited.
Love it.
I'm a little overwhelmed with that one too, because it's that was a lot to just chuck at that all at once. But
right.
But yeah, sometimes you just got to rip the Band-Aid off. And my husband really pushed me to do that because it was money that we had set aside, because I took out a loan from my 401k when we bought the house, so that he wasn't the only one putting 401k money into the down payment and stuff. And part of that we ended up setting aside so that we could pay it all back later, or just in case something came up. By the way, taxes came up. But, it's with the rest of it, he's like, well, this has taken longer than we expected, so just pay off your card and, let's make sure that we don't let that happen again. I'm like, okay, I think I can do that.
Well, good for you guys for being together on that decision and process as well.
Yeah, that gets a little hairy, but we manage.
So happy for you. Yay. Congrats.
Thank you.
Awesome. So for the sake of time, I'm going to open it up for maybe to one more share or one more Q&A based on recent events, activities. And I will. Yay. Thank you, Jessica. I was totally going to invite you to do this. Thank you.
It's more just a share to the group, I guess, of some progress that I've made recently. I was thinking over the past month about what it would mean to start my own business and the amount of networking that I would need to do, and that was really intimidating, so I had a lot of resistance against that. And so Fawn encouraged me to find a networking event locally. And I spent a long time trying to find something that wasn't that didn't serve me. And I finally figured out how to optimize my search, and I uncovered that just this past weekend that I was able to attend, there was this amazing networking event on International Women's Day at women in tech who are aspiring entrepreneurs or are current entrepreneurs. And it was just a day full of free sessions that were so applicable and so helpful. And I attended four sessions and I actually pitched one of my ideas to somebody, and it was like so nerve-wracking, but also it just flew out and it was beautiful. I got some resources and it was so cool. So it was very, very energizing. So I just wanted to share like how great it felt to be in that space around people that are motivated and making things happen. And it really gave me a boost, I guess, in my dreams.
Yay!
I just got chills.
Right?
That when you said I pitched and it just came out, I just got chills. I know that feeling. It's amazing.
Yeah. So good. Awesome. Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that, Jess. And hell fucking yes for doing that. So amazing. Like pushing through through your comfort zone, going out there networking, speaking your ideas into the world. Like that's so powerful. But then also, and I hope it's okay if I share this, Jessica took the day off of work to prioritize this and go to this event and like invest in her entrepreneurial education. And like everything about you taking action on that is incredible. And then the rewards and the benefits that you receive from that experience is like, so great and inspiring. Yay.
Awesome. Great. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. All right. Anybody else have a share or a question based on anything we've been covering recently before we shift into Carmel time? I think.
Kim, are you okay?
Yeah, Kim, are you
okay?
Like, really, are you okay? Oh my goodness.
Good. Just checking.
I just have to say, I think this is the most, you might get like the badass pin for joining calls. You're like in the basement during a tornado warning. I mean, all of you are badasses, but you know, extreme weather badass. Hopefully Paige won't have to do that as well. She's like, no. actually, Paige, I invite you to share anything that you've been, anything exciting that you've been up to lately in a minute, like 60 seconds or a little bit more than that, if you want to share with the group. I know I'm putting you on the spot, so no pressure, but.
It's okay. I don't know, I guess, like, it's interesting because, you know, journaling has been something now that I like, I don't know, it's really hard for me to like go without doing it. It's weird. Like I wake up in the morning and if I don't journal, or even if I don't do it first thing in the morning, like I have to do it when I have free time at work. Like as soon as I have free time, first thing in the morning, I've been journaling. And it's just crazy how much it's helped me kind of sort through my own problems. And it's helped me solve a lot of my own personal problems lately that like sometimes I didn't know I had, or like those just nagging questions that I get constantly that I have to just keep combating. And I found that journaling is like a really nice repetitive way to like sometimes do that, I guess, because I have to, you know, repeat like an affirmation or repeat something to like kind of remind myself like what I'm doing here, like what kind of a journey I'm on. Like this is not me doing this just for today. This is like an everyday thing for me. This is like, I feel like my future in my hands at this point. It's weird. But I don't know. I found myself like questioning, like going to pottery class this week. And I was like, why do I feel so weird about that? And I journaled about it. And that's like one of the first things I did that morning. And I worked through it. And then I went to class and I felt great. And I'm like,
fuck yeah, Kate.
What am I afraid of? Just strange. Like I'm so scared sometimes of things that I'm like, I don't know. I know it's like irrational or it's like it's stupid in a way, but yeah, I don't know. Kind of have to remind yourself that I guess the world isn't that scary and people aren't that bad.
Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, no problem. I can't help it. Gosh. It comes out of me.
And I love that. I love the emotions that come through you on these calls. I love it, love it, love it. Like, it's so beautiful. Your life force, you know, it's you know that it's all invited and it's all held and it's so beautiful. And thank you for sharing about your experience with journaling. It blows my mind how transformative it's been for you, and it blows my mind how committed you've been to it.
Like, I love it. Like, I now I see a journal on sale and I'm like, I should probably buy that. I have too many journals now, but I love it.
Yes.
Washi tape, stickers, pens, like those are my new favorite things.
Beautiful. I love that. And
it's awesome.
Like, Jessica created an idea months ago that was really inspiring. Lauren starting to journal. I know that Kim has a morning journaling practice. Like, for, I mean, any of you who haven't really sat with the journaling practice or the morning practice, send me an email, let me know, because I have just created some new assets and videos around like how to do that. But it's really invaluable. It really, really is. And Paige, thank you for, you know, your sharing your experience around that, and also plugging the journal thing, because it's amazing. Okay, let's shift gears. Unless, does anybody have any questions or feedback around? There's Lisa, yay, awesome. Questions or feedback for anybody who has shared so far before we shift into Carmel mode? Okay, awesome, all right. Lauren, I hope that was inspiring for you, since you started journaling this morning, by the way. Awesome. All right, ladies, so tonight we are hanging with Miss Carmel Burkholz, who is one of my best friends in the whole wide world. And as I mentioned in my emails leading up to this call, she, on a personal level, and this is my opinion, but it's also evidenced in what she's created in the world and who she is, personally one of the most incredible humans. Like, it's true. Say thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll,
I'm learning that too. Thank you. Right? I appreciate that.
So we're going to be talking about, and I'm going to be kind of drawing things out and inviting some conversation around some of those like personal characteristics along Carmel's journey that she's drawn upon to create what she wants in her life, and also on a professional level as well. So the entrepreneurial capacity. For what, like a decade, you had your own 10 years. Yeah. And then with her own business, and then recently married my other best friend and they merged companies. So now she's co-owner and founder of that. So we're going to hang with her. She's got a lot of wisdom. I've been blessed to be around her a lot and like absorb a lot. And so when I finally, made my travel plans and realized that I was going to be in LA this week, especially like today for this call, I'm like, brilliant. I get to share her with you. So that's what we're going to do. And for those of you, and I think there are several of you here who are either thinking about starting your own business or side hustle, or are in motion of doing that, she's a wonderful resource for that as well. So we're going to be learning and kind of sharing around the personal journey, but probably with like a primary focus around, or at least a strong tether with her professional journey and the story that she has around that from her life. So
I hope I can encourage you all to just jump in and do it. And because it's the most amazing experience I've ever had in my adult life, having my own thing. And I'm very proud of it. It's very cool.
Yeah. Super exciting. All right. Does anybody have any questions before we jump in here? Questions, concerns? Kim, are you okay?
Yeah, we're okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Also, and like in all seriousness, Kim, I've never been in a tornado warning before, but like if you need resource or help or like, we should call anybody to do anything, just let us know. Okay.
Oh, okay. Thank you. But I think we're okay. I think it might have switched over now to a severe thunderstorm.
Okay. Oh, good. All right.
But we're still just waiting it out.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. So I'll elaborate a little bit on why I'm excited to have Carmel as our guest tonight as I try to fix my hair. So she, I'm talking about you like you're not in the room. You, Carmel has, in terms of like personality and characteristics of a human being, there are things that I have witnessed and things that I have learned from her, her way of being and her way of showing up in the world as a person and also as a business owner and an entrepreneur that I had never really seen before, except for Brody, my other best friend. And these are these aspects of her really positively influenced my life. Like I can say without a doubt, I would not be the coach I am today without knowing her. I would not be the entrepreneur I am, the business owner. Like my work ethic would not be where it is. And this is true. I'm not just saying this because she's sitting next to me. It is true. I've watched her and I'm like, that seems to really work. That is badass. I need to build those muscles. So we all have a lot to thank her for, because by way of her, I've been able to bring this together. So there's that inspiring aspect of it, but also, and as we were talking about this before the call, this hell yes life that I'm all about, right? That we're all about, whether we're hell yes lifing in our baby steps every day or we're hell yes lifing toward our bigger hell yes life. The hell yes life is a journey, right? It's a process. It's not a destination. It's not like, you know, like someday I'll have my hell yes life. It is a motion that we, and a momentum that we create that creates the hell yes and kind of exponentially builds whatever it is that we want. And I've known Carmel for 6 years. So 6 years, and in witnessing the active creation of her hell yes life on a personal and professional level has been like incredible. So she is, in my opinion at least, a literal testament and testimony of somebody who has come from pretty much nothing, you know, and created exactly what you want. And it's amazing. So let's talk to her. Let's hear from her. All right. So I'll open this up to you. Yeah, there's like the starting place is something that I'm always fascinated by, because you like literally decision by decision, like created where you are right now. So I'll let you choose where you want to start with your story, but where did you begin?
Well, I think, first of all, let me say that was like the most amazing introduction I've ever, and I'm totally humble and like, don't even know what to do with my face on video. Like, it feels really great to, have a friend tell you that. And, you know, I really appreciate your, you know, being open and honest with me and telling me how you feel and celebrating me. And I feel really great.
Yay.
You know, even like, even though I do definitely feel like I've achieved some amazing things, I'm in the middle of it and I still have more to achieve and I still have more I want to accomplish. And I've like checked off lots and lots of boxes and I feel really good about where I'm at, but there's still more. And I'm already learning from you guys. I wrote a couple of things down that I really, really like to follow up with.
Yay.
But yeah, my start of my story, I think, there's some, the first, when you said that, the first thing that came to mind was obviously my dad's like passing and like the change of everything that happened with me. So I was, working retail. I was 27. I made tons of money, way too much money for a retail store manager. It was just by chance. I was working with H&M. They hired me to be the one of the first managers to open up San Francisco and then sent me to New York and Chicago. And I was training all the managers in the West Coast training manager because they were growing so big, and it just, they gave me lots of money. Anyway, I couldn't go anywhere from where I was at. I'd have to go to a corporate retail job working at a desk rather than working with 300 sales associates and managing all the money and training different store managers and traveling to all the stores on the West Coast. And my next choice was only to like basically step back, and I knew I needed to do something else. But my dad got sick. He was sick for 10 years. He had dementia, And he was sick and I took off like the time I could take off from retail during the economic downturn of doom. It was like right in the middle. You can take 6 weeks off paid family leave to take care of a loved one. So I left and went to Washington to take care of my dad for 6 weeks, put everyone in place at the store, trained everyone, called every day, had everyone all set so I didn't have to worry about it. Went up to take care of my dad and like on the news, like everything's shit. And so in retail, there's no more sales. Everyone's panicking. I get back and they're like, you aren't here. Your job isn't necessary. We need you to step down. You can't make this much money. And I was like, you can't do that. So I wrote it out, but I hated my job and I knew I needed to get out of it. At that point, I was there for like 10 years and knew I didn't have anywhere else to go. And now retail also has exploded. So I got myself fired because I didn't care anymore. I was late one day and I changed my time card. So I was stealing company time. It was late 6 minutes. They were looking for it and they knew and I knew and I did it. But that day I left and I was like, oh my God, I finally feel free and have like all this opportunity to change and take my own, you know, like future in my hands. And so I chose like to completely change what I wanted to do. And from there, you know, not too long after my father passed away. So I was working at a coffee shop. I had like very little money, but I chose to like change my lifestyle. I was 29. And I acted like I was 24. I moved into a tiny little apartment. I got rid of my Netflix account. I got sold the car, started taking the bus, like just changed my entire life and loved it. And my dad passed away and I had to figure out how to put together his funeral. So I was working at a coffee shop and making no money, but I had an opportunity to start producing. A friend of mine is a photographer and they had me come on a shoot. I was trying at the time to like figure out what I really, really wanted to do in my life. And what I loved to do was to help people stay organized, take care of people, be around creative people, be around fast paced environment. I was like, maybe I'll be an executive assistant or whatever, or something. Nothing really fit. And I went on to production and I was a PA. Like everyone knows what a PA is, like the shit, you know, the grunt person to go sweep and dump trash and, you know, clean up coolers. And I was a PA and I was like, this is it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love like,
wait, on a photo shoot?
Yes. Yes.
Photo, right?
Yeah. On a photo shoot. Mm-hmm. It was a huge shoot. And I loved like cleaning up after people and getting like really good snacks, like really good snacks and really good cheese and whatever. And just, it was a new opportunity for me. So in the process of all this, I started getting more PA opportunities and I just crushed it. I was really driven to get everything I could at the same time I was working at the coffee shop. And I worked all of a sudden, I was like, it was all happening and I worked 48 days in a row and I was like not sleeping and I was doing both and I was just killing it. And I decided it was time to quit the coffee job. But before I did, I threw my dad had passed away and I threw my dad a memorial service. And through this new learning of this new job where I learned how to coordinate deals and contracts and get, you know, permitting handled and everything else, and drive money and all these other things, everything that like accumulated from the retail experience and also from producing, I was able to, I threw an auction and I did a fundraiser. It was before GoFundMe and I raised a bunch of money, too much money, to have my dad's memorial service. So I also was able to take everyone to Southern California, take him out on a boat, spread his ashes, brought 13 family members, all the kids, and got to take them to Disneyland for a day because we had like too much money. And that's when I knew this is what I wanted to do, because I was like fully set up to be able to get the permit for the memorial service and hire the boat and fill out contracts and pay everything and hold a budget and the whole thing. So that's when I officially like transitioned into being a producer. It was 10 years ago, and from then I was just a baller, never said no to any job, and within 2 years was taking my own jobs, and now I have a multi-million dollar business. I run huge productions for photo shoots and commercials. We just shot Uber commercials. We've done, Google. I should like bring my books and show my books or something, but tons of different huge clients, video and commercials, and I get an opportunity to work on these really amazing sets where I bring everyone together, help a creative person succeed. I just do the organization and the numbers and the planning and training and keeping everybody in a good mood. And then I get to be part of a tangible product that gets delivered. And it's like a mini business because every business starts with like a $100,000 job. I set the estimate. I open the little business. We get everything started. I hire everyone. We have conference calls about props and wardrobe and talent and locations. And then I deliver within like 3 weeks. And then I give them a final invoice. And then I go start another one. So it's a very like short-term, tangible, very reward-driven job that I get to do all the time. And it's just been growing and growing and growing. And now I have multiple producers that work for me that I ship out to jobs. My next goals are like all sorts of crazy things, but that's kind of the I said, it's just never stops. I'm still growing, but that's where my story is.
Yeah, thank you so much.
A little longer than probably.
I love it. No, that's great. That had so much more in it than I think. Yeah, thank you. So does anybody, well, actually I'm gonna kind of unpack some of that and ask some questions right now.
Yeah,
it's okay. And then I'll invite you ladies to ask some questions and we'll just kind of keep this as the rhythm moving forward. So when you, like, can you tell us a little bit more about that knowingness when you were working for H&M and you came back and you like knew that you didn't want to be there, you were miserable, you weren't fulfilled. How did you know, and how did you know eventually, like, how did you know what you wanted? Like, mm-hmm. How did you kind of figure that out? Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think like the monotony of doing everything the same day, the same over and over again, you know, the clothes are on the table and then they're on the ground and then they're on the table and then they're on the ground every day. And if anyone's ever gone into an H&M, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. But also I would pour myself into my sales associates and they would turn often. But I think the two things that were like the catalyst was one day I was like, I always give 120% everything I do. I'm always that way. And then I'm like, what happens if I give 70? And I did, and no one noticed for a long time. Nobody cared. Nobody noticed. They don't expect me to do 110. And I was like, I wonder what that means. And it kind of opened myself up to like doing other things and like appreciating other things in my life, which was nice. It was like actually a good thing. Like I don't have to kill myself over this salary job that only pays me for 40 hours. I work 70 and I'm taking schedules home and working on them in the middle of the night while I hang out with my boyfriend who eventually breaks up with me because I work all the time. So it was like this big realization. And then last part was that I was like, expendable, you know, when I left and I was on this like really important trip and I came back and they were like, cut your salary. We need to cut your salary and take you and demote you. And I'm like, that's not going to happen. You can demote me and I'll do two jobs, but you're not taking away my salary. Mm. And then it was kind of this, like, I'm terrified of getting fired any second. And I had put my soul into the job for four years. So it's just a realization that like, I should be doing this for myself. Like my passion should be put to somewhere that is driven for me. So. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any fear about leaving?
Oh, for sure. That's just why I was there for 4 years. I should have quit 2 years before that. It took getting fired to leave. It took getting a boot, you know, getting myself fired is what I did, you know. Mm-hmm. But I was totally terrified.
What were you terrified of?
I didn't know how I would like get, I didn't know how to start anything else. I didn't know what existed. Running my own business was terrifying. That was not even an
option. Who can resonate with that?
the small list of things that you actually have to do to be a business owner are super, they're super small, and it's just like doing your taxes or filling out. I mean, taxes are huge, but like, you know, getting a bank account, fill out a form to get your business license. There's like a very small list, and then you're a business owner. That's not the hard part.
Right.
It's trying to figure out what you're doing, and then just staying busy driving business is important. But other than, I mean, if you have drive, anybody can make anything successful, I swear to God. But yeah, I was scared that I didn't know how to handle not having that much, like making that much money. Mm. I was making $75,000 a year, but I was 28, you know? So I was like, it was a good amount of money, and I didn't have anything else, you know? How do I start something else, like a brand new career?
Right.
From scratch, no education, high school education. So it was terrifying, but running my own thing turned out to be that much better. And very quickly I was in the same position financially than I was, you know, mm-hmm. and it was all mine. And I worked about half as much. So.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like one of the major fears was, cause you were objectively at any age, I think 75 is a very high, mm-hmm. you know, that's great pay. So it sounds like one of the fears was how, like, and one of the terms I use, and I've probably talked to a lot of you about, is the golden handcuffs, where it's like, I'm totally chained here because the pay is so good, but like, I don't want to be here. Right. So anyone relate with that? Like, my salary is like either good enough or great. And so starting something on my own is like terrifying, right? Like, how am I going to get to this level? Right. Yeah. Everyone's like popping in. Right. Yeah. So very relatable. So I'm going to pause here and open this up and, for maybe 3 to 5 minutes, any questions, and then we'll move on. And I have some more questions to invite Carmel to share about her journey. But does anybody have any questions or like resonating, anything coming up, insights, thoughts? Paige? Yes. Thank you.
Well, I honestly feel like you're describing everything that I'm feeling lately, where I'm just like, on the verge of getting myself fired because I hate my job and I'm slacking off and they don't notice and it's easy. And I'm starting to finally do other things with my time, but I just really find myself thinking about like jumping ship more and more as time goes on. And it's actually funny because I was thinking like, well, why don't I just go work at a coffee shop? Because don't all struggling artists go work at coffee shops? I mean, I don't know where else to go. I don't have a college degree. I have a high school education. I have some college under my belt, but nothing that I ever wanted to like stick with, I guess. But yeah, I just like, I really don't want to get fired to like take that leap. Like that's not the outcome I want to happen, but I'm like, I can see myself careening towards the edge and I'm trying to figure out like, when do I get out of the car? Like, I feel like I should get out now because I already know it. And like, just hearing you say these things, I'm like, well, yeah. Hello, like you're going in the same direction.
Yeah. I think, I mean, that's amazing.
It's crazy. I feel this, like I'm in the same boat right now.
I think it's, I mean,
10 years ago.
Yeah, it's cool. I'd say like in hindsight, I wish I wasn't fired because it was a very liberating feeling, but also like scary. And the coffee shop was the best thing ever. I was like, I'm telling everybody I'm 24. I did. I mean, and
I'm going to wear a beanie all day.
I got really good at latte art, but the thing that made like was a really, it was a super amazing experience for me is that I could just be like really, really good at mopping the floors. And I took so much pride in like spending time doing small tasks and like enjoying how, you know, important that was. And like, and not being a manager, but being managed. And I spent time like, you know,
loving the fact that like my manager would tell me what I needed to do and or differently or well, whatever. And I loved it. And then, but it was coffee shop was social and incredible and it was easy and the shifts were all over. There was definitely it was a transition job. In hindsight, I wish I would have just done what I needed to do with the job, set up some transition, some security, and then like take the in-between. Like the coffee shop job was lovely because I could work, you know, plenty of time, socialize, I made a lot of new friends that I still have today. And talk to all these business owners that came in and talked to me all the time. And I tell them about how I wanted to start producing and I'm working on these big shoots. And then, slowly transition into something that's better. So there's like some more stability. I think anybody could do it, but I would, you know, it was scary and I couldn't do everything I wanted to do, you know, for a little while. But
yeah. And that's like what I don't want to do to myself, but I'm also like, I don't know. I'm just so at my wit's end that I'm like, I could just take any job at this point and probably be just as happy, just not paid as well. And I'm trying to figure out like, what is a good middle ground for me? Like other than just like quitting, like, I don't know. It's like, how do you quantify your skills when you, I don't know, don't have a college degree, I guess.
Yeah. I think there's lots of positions out there, like that are maybe less than what you're currently doing that you would just excel at and, you know, coffee retail. but there's lots of things that you can do it's a transition job and it's something that like even waiting tables or whatever, I did it so that I could transition and there was that. And all of a sudden I was paying people to take my shifts because I could go and make $300 a day or I could make $250. So I would pay somebody $50 and still make money. And all of a sudden I was working 48 days straight and paying people to take my shifts. And I'm like, what am I doing? It's time. It's scary, but it's time. I got to have faith that this will happen and that the jobs will continue to come. But that transition job, I mean, I had no choice cause I got fired. But I don't know if I would have had the free time, you know, at the coffee shop, the schedule was so great and I could pay people to make shifts or move shifts around so that when I was needed to go to a networking event or whatever, I could because I had some transition. But, you know, unless you can figure out a way to come up with savings for the transition and not work, which almost nobody can, you got to figure
out. I guess like not getting fired would give me the opportunity to maybe find like two jobs in place of one or something, you know, like if I really needed to have, you know, my income taken care of and all that. So yeah, I guess there's a benefit to not getting fired. But at the same time, I do realize that I need to like make a change and it's got to be sooner than later. And your story is definitely motivating that urge now, you know.
Awesome.
Cool.
Thanks for
I do want to learn from your lesson. And also, you know, I do want to change my life. Like I have to get out of this 9-to-5 and do something else. It's killing me.
Yep. Yeah. Thanks, Paige. On that note, I'm curious about something. If you could do things differently, cause you just mentioned like doing things differently, if I could go back, specifically around like getting fired versus quitting, like why didn't you quit? Why did you want to get fired? Like what was going on with
it? It was what we talked about earlier. Just like holding back my fear, holding me back from not wanting to quit and start something on my own. I was terrified I wouldn't find something else. Mm-hmm. By the time I didn't know what to do either. It took like having nothing. I didn't know what my next business step was until I didn't have anything else. And I couldn't go back to retail. So working at the coffee shop and just trying to figure it out, I'd be off, you know, between shifts and I'd just like journal, write down like all the things I love to do for people or on a daily basis or for work. And what am I passionate about? What do I love to do? And then I'll find that job. And then I took it a different way instead of just like
trying to find what was available.
Awesome. I didn't know that. That's really cool. anybody have any questions at this point or like share? Yeah, Jessica. Awesome.
Thanks for sharing your story. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit more about your transition from being a PA to developing your own business. I'm super curious about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, so production assistant is the, is a grunt, and there's, you know, a million, even for me, like I hire PAs all the time, and it's a position a lot of people stay in because it's just a, it's like a, you know, it's, unless you're interested in driving into a future, which I am. And I encourage everybody, like my PAs, I'm like, if you're interested in doing this, I will teach you. And then you can get to a production coordinator and make twice as much money as you're making now. And I will hire you as a producer. So they could see the path, because I couldn't even see a path like for myself. But I was working as a PA, and I think I just, like I said, I was really into just doing a really good job at that. So I would be, always looking for ways that I can be better. Like, 2 hours before we wrap, I would start cleaning. And that was like, so my producers would be like, you are always like so on top of it with cleaning up and getting everything cleaned up. I'd organize the trash. I'd like take initiative and make signs to keep the trash organized, because my recycling bin was like, you know, every little thing I try and do. And the producers that I worked with noticed, and they would pass me some jobs, like eventually started passing me jobs that they couldn't take. So they would refer me and say, oh, there's this like, you know, tiny little job. Actually, one of them would refer me to the job and then just take a little bit off the top, which is great, you know, mark it up. So she would make money off me going to work, which eventually I do now too. So she would send me to this, like, the first job I got out of PAing was producing Safeway ice cream. Shoot, it was like 48 flavors of ice cream. And over like 6 weeks. So we have to shoot, like, there was 982 containers of ice cream in cold storage. And like, I had Excel shit spreadsheets and everything to like, there's a bowl that went with the Chunky Monkey, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's like logistically a lot to figure out, but so much fun and so easy. It was like a shoot day, and we did three ice creams, and I managed that, and I made like $500 a day, and she took $100 for every day I worked for 6 weeks. So that was a nice big fat job. And then while I was there, another transition, again, this is my first job outside of PAing. I was at the agency I was producing, and they said, hey, they popped in, do you know anything about producing video? And I said, absolutely. I have no idea what, sure. I have no idea. I just said, absolutely. They're like, can you come into a 3 o'clock meeting? And I'm like, absolutely. So I went in and sat in the meeting, and I had no idea what the hell I was doing. And they're like, I just took notes. And they said, you know, to ask me questions. And I'm like, you know, let me look into it and get back to you. And I did. I called, after I left the meeting, I called everyone in video that I know, my ex-boyfriend of 7 years, who was a video director. And with him and a couple other people, I ended up getting a big fat job out of that. It was like a $30,000 Del Monte video that I produced, and I had all my friends, you know, actually shoot, and it was a lot of like motion graphics and stuff. It was more of a project manager basis. So I just kind of figured it out along the way. If anyone asks me, I don't know, like something I don't know, I just say, let me get back to you. I can Google it or find my friends and ask and find out, like, but I don't say no to an opportunity. It's rare that, like, even that I, you know, I definitely was in over my head, but with the right resources, and I think I ended up paying them like what I made, pretty sure, so that I could just get the opportunity. They wanted more money to do it, and I was like, I want to do it. I'll give you guys more out of my pocket so I can get the opportunity to do it. And from there, I think you knew about this. It was like, that was the first video of like 40 videos that I did for this client. Eventually, my brother went through school in Washington at the time, my twin brother.
My dad had just passed away and my mom, and they were living in Washington. So I moved my brother down to produce those videos, and we did like 30 or 40 videos for Chevron, and he made like $300,000
that year.
That's right. He doesn't do it anymore. But we got like a lot of video work from the same clients, and it turned into a, like, a catalyst to start my business too. It was just like things like that happening. Now a lot of it's fluke, whatever, but don't ever say no. You know, I can just say, I don't know, and I'll get back to you is okay answer for anything. And, you know, I take an opportunity, like paying them to do some of the job for me, or my producer would be like, can I please do the production book? Like, production book's their job, and it's a big deal, and it takes a lot of time to do all the work. And, I should grab them.
Yeah.
And I'll grab them.
Her production books are gorgeous.
But it's like the Bible for the shoot. It's everything that's come together for the last few weeks. And it's just, all it takes is like some design and you putting it together, but it's more like all the information is in one book. And I would just beg the producers to give me the opportunity to do it. I would do it for free. You know, I'd stay up nights and try and figure out whatever program it was. I can't remember. Pages. Pages. So I just stay up late and do it, and I wouldn't charge them for that. I mean, it takes me longer to learn, obviously, and but I get an opportunity to do it. So it was just taking everything I could to learn, because I was passionate about it. I wanted to know how and get ahead. So within about a year and a half, people were calling. Like, I was doing network events too. I wrote that down too, because I stopped doing that, and I need to do more of them. But I did a lot of networking events and just put myself out there as much as I could. One of the holiday events, a holiday party that I went to, I wore bright red lipstick and I went and kissed all the photographers on the cheek. And then everyone there was talking about who was kissing all the photographers. And it worked. Like, people started calling me and I'm like, I'm just being silly. Like, yeah, it was just being cute. And people were like, where'd you get that? Like, who did that? Who's there everywhere? There's kisses everywhere. And I just kept on doing it. Better than a business card. So that's what that's what I did. I'm gonna grab the books. Bye.
Yeah. Awesome. Her production books are gorgeous. So that was a lot. And also touched on, and Jessica, I want to invite you to in a second here to share or follow up on your question as well. But that just touched on a lot of themes that we've been talking about in the tribe, which was really great. Like, opportunity. We had a call recently around like creating opportunity, seizing opportunity. I think the call before that, we talked about how to keep moving forward when you may not know what you're doing, or the, as I call them, the stall out gremlins pop up, right? So what you just shared, hopefully, and I'd love to hear your ladies' feedback around this, but like, that's a real life example of like implementing these things in a way that actually like make stuff happen. So, Jess, did thoughts, questions for Carmel as a follow-up to your question?
Don't go make out with everybody. This is my thing.
I love it. I don't have business cards yet, so I'm trying to figure out how to give my info. But yeah, I'll have to think of a different strategy. I like it, but it's not my style.
So you'd be surprised getting them, and then just it helps when you have a thing to like hand somebody. So even if you're not sure where you want yet in business, and just get a card, put your number on it, and then use it as a piece to, you know, give yourself an introduction, and you'd be surprised. It's a nice way to, and if you really put some time into like getting it designed well, then people respond. Go on. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, thanks for that advice. Did you at any time, as you were saying yes to all of these opportunities, deal with any sort of imposter syndrome? And if so, what, you know, how did you work through that for yourself?
What syndrome?
Imposter syndrome, like feeling like you don't have the skill sets to achieve what you just agreed to, and questioning whether or not you belong there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I guess like all the time, you know, I would say sometimes I even still feel that way on some like big ones, like really big shoots. I'm like, how did I get here? And there's no formal training for my job. There is like some school that like some similar to like Brody School, mm-hmm. Where you can pay to go and be a producer. But there isn't really school for what I do. It's just learning on the job. So I had to like really learn everything from the producers that I worked with and then just learn by doing and whatever I could Google. So a lot of the time I'm not sure if my information is like 100% correct. But I think like I just try and be very, it does happen all the time. But I think I try and just be humble and, you know it's okay to ask questions and to, like the attributes I have that have gotten me here are strong and that I'm able to do, you know, 90% of it without knowing for sure if I know 100, that I can figure out the rest. And, there'll be things like somebody will call and say, do you want to do this Camry commercial? And I'm like, absolutely. And they're like, okay, we're going to do it on the WQR form. And I'm like, what's a WQR form? And I look it up. It's not the WQR, something else, but I looked it up and it's like really complicated. And I'm like, so I go and I just Google it. And then I just sat there all night with a bottle of wine and tried to learn as much as I could. And then the next day I said, so I did what I think I can. Oh, I called a friend that, you know, is a producer. I said, let me send this over to you and you check it out for me and tell me what you think. And then I sent it in and I think I said, I don't use this format usually. So let me know if I missed anything or if I'm not doing anything correctly. And they're like, oh yeah, this is kind of a dying thing. You know, usually people are using their new format and I'm like, damn it, that's mine. Why did I just do this? But you know, I guess I'm just kind of like humble along the way. I'm more than happy to say like, I don't know for sure. I don't know. Let's talk about it. Can we figure that out together? Cause I think a lot of people are in our position, even people at the agency, like the advertising agencies, and they're huge producers and half the time they're kind of in over their head too. And clients are, and correct creative directors are, and photographers are, and everybody on my position, the photographers and below are all contractors trying to do this same thing, just trying to build a business and be, you know, be network and be relevant and do a good job, which makes for a really good bunch of people because everybody's driven to like care, give a shit and try and not, you know, that's another thing I love about what I do. And also being in the entrepreneurial business area, everybody's driven to try and do their best and also kind of support and network around us. Because usually it's an house, I scratch your back, you scratch mine. Mm-hmm. We've done, you know, stuff together. It's just, you know your resources and be humble and ask questions and, you know, believe in that 80% that you are 100% confident about. Like, believe in that like I bring this skill that they want. Mm-hmm. So if I don't know part, I can figure that out.
Oh, that was so great. Yeah. And I think that just resonated with me so much, but also Jessica, because you are somebody who has like figured it out. You like the entirety of your life and created things along the way. And you're very self-sufficient. You have a lot of self-agency. And that just reminded me so much. And hopefully that's affirming for you, you know, what Carmel just shared of like, even if you don't know the specifics or like the architecture of it or the technology of whatever you're doing, that you've got what it takes and just like putting yourself in the ring and then figuring out how to build it, you know? So.
And I think people, you can come off as an imposter if you act like you do know everything. So being super humble about it and being like, you know, I don't know. I've never done that. No, I don't. What is that? No, I don't know. Like, it's okay to say, I don't know. Rather than being like fake, because people you can come across fake if you act like you don't know and, you know, like really fake it out. Like in a networking event and they're like, oh, do you know the QRP form? And I'm like, oh, absolutely. Time. And then they're like, it's kind of dead, you know? So you can't really act like you don't. You know, I think being humble is it'll go a long way. People really appreciate it.
Beautiful. Thanks for that. Yeah. And go ahead, Jess. And then I want to open
no, that was, any
anybody else has
no, I was going to thank you for that. And it's, I actually had to give a very similar advice to a woman on my team yesterday who was dealing with some doubts about her abilities in a new role that I put her in. And so it's just kind of funny that, you know, I've given that advice to other people, but it's helpful to hear it for myself as well. So thanks for the reminder.
Yeah. And just, yes, circle, just because it's a whole new job thing doesn't mean that it's, that you're, that everyone in it is like super experienced and a absolute pro at it. Everybody's kind of, you know, going to have their weaknesses and willingness to work together on something new. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. And I think that that also echoes something that came up on the last group call, I think, or maybe the one before about, oh yeah, it was when Vanessa was on, embracing being a beginner, right? Embracing and like being vulnerable about that in whatever capacity, whether it's a relationship or a new job or, you know, kind of entering into the domain of entrepreneur, like I might want to start my own business. And instead of feeling like we need to know it all or like that we need to be the perfect person or the perfect partner or like whatever, owning the fact like, yeah, I kind of don't know what I'm doing, or like, yeah, I sometimes am messy and don't clean up the kitchen, you know, but I'm working on it. And just bringing that vulnerability and that honesty, and but also coupling that with like, and there's an intention to that, and with that to learn more, you know, and to grow into the space in whatever capacity. So that was really great. I'm just going to open the floor. Anybody, show of hands here, anybody have a question, a share, relatability for Carmel? I think we have about 15 minutes or so. Love to hear any questions. Okay. Well, I will then field a question from email. So Julie thought she was going to be able to join us, but she wasn't, but she had a great question. So let's do that. So Julie's question was, have you ever struggled with discipline? If yes, how do you overcome the struggle to stay focused and motivated? Can anybody resonate with that question? I can. Both hands. Woo! So yeah.
Once I started to get regular jobs, now one of the coolest things about what I do now is that I get a call about a job, and then I produce the job mostly from home, and then it's like one or two shoot days out and back at home. And unless I'm working on a lot of them at the same time, which is often, I have some downtime. And downtime means that like I go into my state of like non-productive at completely. If I have 10 things going on, I can do 25. If I have one thing to do, I cannot get that one thing done, like no matter what. So being disciplined and routines are like the only thing that really helped me get it done, which I'm still trying to figure out my new routine with the baby and husband and new house and everything else.
No, just a few variables, but, just tiny variables in her life.
Yeah. I don't know, routines and lists and all my little secrets just to get it done. But, once I started doing well and having like enough jobs coming in and there's like the downtime, I'm definitely struggle with being disciplined and, you know, staying motivated to use that time to market myself and to network and to reach out and to stay organized and to get ahead of filing or whatever it is. So I think like things that help me stay focused, I mean, things that help me stay focused would be like, you know, keeping my routines and my lists and you know, just jumping back into my space. If my office is really clean and organized, I usually start there. Mm-hmm. Which
is
a mess.
It is very pristine. I would hold the computer up, but it's kind of bulky.
If it's a mess, I can't work in here, so I have to do that first. And then I don't care about the rest of the house. I have to let that go. That's a long learned lesson, because otherwise it would take me days before I'd sit down and actually work. Yeah, start, you know, those are my things. And once the office is clean, then I can sit down and I start like my organization, you know, making files, making lists and working my way through it.
Yeah. Awesome. Does anybody have any questions related to discipline or focus or motivation? I have a couple, but I want to open it up to you ladies. Okay, let's see here. Lauren, do you have a question about this? Perhaps you don't have to.
Honestly, I think for me, I'm at a stage where I'm like completely not motivated right now. And so it's challenging to even think about, you know, getting to the next step of where I'm wanting to go. And so I'm just kind of, instead of fighting it, I'm just kind of going with it at this point. I was fighting it for a while, but it was causing me even more stress. So I'm just kind of riding the wave pretty much and just accepting the fact that, you know, there's going to be, you know, motivational times and there's not going to be motivational times. And I'm just not there right now. And, you know, I just need to be okay with that.
I got fired and I had a little bit of money, just enough to figure out where I was going to do. I got the coffee shop job. I moved into a friend's house, into this tiny San Francisco room that was like a closet, literally. he had three cats, and the cats like to shit and pee all over my stuff. So I keep everything in this tiny room and keep the door locked.
Paige's face.
Because I had no choice, but I paid $400. I mean, why I was still paying $400, but that's San Francisco.
San Francisco.
But there was definitely times when I just, you know, I was like, I would go out. It was miserable in there, but I would go out and I would work in the kitchen and I would just be like, what am I going to do? Like, what am I going to do with my job? Like, what am I going to do? I'm like, where do we even start? I think that was like, I mean, before all the apps, you know, and I think I was just looking on Craigslist, like at that time, maybe LinkedIn. And I would force myself to get up and sit there and try and figure it out. And it wasn't coming to me either. That's when I think I started at the coffee
shop. Alert from calendar.
Oh, can you help me? Trash is out. That's when I started to kind of let go a little. And I think when I did let go is when I kind of, something came to me, because I just chose, like I said, I chose to like just be 24 without a Netflix account and, you know, no money, like just live sandwich to sandwich. And I loved it. And that's when things kind of opened up for me to find something new. Journaling helped me write all those things down, like what I did like to do. And then I would keep my eyes open for it. I would ask people what other careers exist. I didn't even know at the time. But.
Yeah.
Where did you just said you just moved to San Diego?
Yeah, I moved about a year ago.
Yeah.
Or a year and 3 months ago or something. Something around there.
Cool. You're not far. Yeah. Let's hang out.
Yeah, I'm down. I'll surf to you. I just learned how.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not good, but I said that as a joke, but maybe one day I'll be super good.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that.
We should hang out with good people.
Yeah. And you drink white wine, and that's my favorite.
Oh, thanks for sharing that, Lauren. And thank you for letting me put you on the spot a little bit about that. And yeah. Thank you for your response to that, you know, like being in that space of, yeah, I'm not motivated. And like, instead of trying to beat ourselves into motivation or shame ourselves into it, or like convince like, what's wrong with me? You know, just like all the shit that can come and we don't feel motivated. We feel like we should be just like maybe like being with it and doing what we can do. It sounds like you know, like it's pretty bare bones, right, in that situation, and just letting go of like any sort of like grand scheme of like I need to be living my best life, and just like focusing on like right now.
Yeah.
Can I make a note here,
please? Yeah, and I also know we're at time, but we're down to hang after a little bit.
I'll be quick.
Yeah, please.
I was listening to Alec Baldwin's podcast called Here's the Thing.
Oh.
And he had Dick Cavett on. Does anybody know who Dick Cavett is?
Mm-mm.
He's like an old-time kind of a talk show host. And they're two old New York guys, and they were just talking about their lives and going through families and career and whatnot. And they were sharing about how they had each gotten to this place in their lives where they were unmotivated, couldn't get out of bed, couldn't find the inspiration. And I love this metaphor. Alec Baldwin says, yep, sometimes you sit out for a game, sometimes you sit out the whole season. Yeah. And I feel like that's what I've been doing this winter. I've been sitting out the whole season after going really hard for most of 2018 and creating a really great trip for my daughter and I and kind of getting my momentum going again. Just all of a sudden the bottom kind of dropped out. Mm. And our culture just doesn't give us permission at all to rest and kind of regroup and reboot. So anyway, just hearing those guys talking about it, especially a man to man, it's like, oh, the boys go through it too. Right? Yeah. Sit out a game or sit out a season. What's that?
With a sports analogy.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
But we should get time to sit out too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Lisa. That was an awesome contribution. Yeah. Paige, yeah.
I was just thinking that, I don't know, I've really struggled with motivation. A lot of it goes along with depression and other things, which I think has kind of soured my motivation and, you know, like my job, not liking that. It's all kind of like adding up with me right now to where I've kind of like struggled with motivation lately. And I guess it's just interesting to me because I think of motivation and almost like I think of willpower in that, like, I guess it's sort of like a muscle that you have to build, because even with willpower, like I feel like they almost go hand in hand. It's like you have to have the willpower to have like motivation.
Right.
And like it is kind of a finite resource. So you can sort of push yourself to the limit of what you know. And like for me, coming from a place of like not doing much of anything, I feel like I've really gotten to a point where like I have pushed myself to a certain level where I know that I'm going to plateau eventually. But it's like, when that happens, I realize that every time after that, I've like moved up to like a whole nother level.
Yeah.
Like moving up the mountain a little bit. Like you get a little peek over a valley or you get some amazing view and you're like, oh yeah, you know, like it is important to rest. It is important to like just take a step back. Mm-hmm. And like you've had me journaling lately about how far I've come. Mm-hmm. And it just has made me think like, you know, like even though I do have periods of time where like I am unmotivated, maybe I sleep too much, don't get to work on time or whatever, but there is a lot that I am doing for myself. And there's a lot that I've continued to do, and it is a muscle that I've gained lately. And I know that it's possible. I honestly didn't think it was.
Right? Yes, babe.
But it's crazy. Like, yeah, you just got to keep pushing forward. And if anybody's a testament, it's definitely you. Like you both honestly have pushed through a lot in your lives. And I think you both are very motivating. And I hope that one day that I can get to that point, because it is a struggle. Struggle is very real. I think we can all attest to it.
Sure. Yeah. I think that we all do. I mean, your story is pretty strong as well. I appreciate your sharing and stuff too.
Yeah, thank you, Paige. Oh, that's so inspiring. I'm just gonna laser this real quick because I know we're over time, but and I hope this is okay, Paige. Paige in the last few months has just transformed her habits, her motivation, her discipline, her entire situation, starting from literally feeling like not getting out of bed in the morning to going to her second series of pottery class. I mean, I could go on and on about the things that Paige has created in her life, starting small. She started with the morning practice when we first started working together. And I was like, okay, I know this might sound like, you know, arduous or daunting, but like, I invite you to just try the morning practice for 2 weeks. she started with like the smallest things and she's fucking killing it. It's amazing. So I just want to laser that and talk about discipline and motivation and like commitment. Her perseverance and her show up for herself every day, I believe is one of the greatest parts of like building that willpower and motivation muscle. So, and with Carmel as
and well. Being kind to myself, because there are times where I don't want to get out of bed still, but you know, I feel better, a lot better.
Yeah.
99.9% of the time.
Yes.
Really, some days I just like being lazy, you know, cats, gloomy weather, it's winter time. Like, you have to take a season out, and this is my season that I like to just, yeah, I slack a lot.
But you're doing great. Oh, like,
thank you.
So, ladies, we are over time. Carmel and I are happy to hang for maybe an extra 10 minutes or so. But for those of you who need to hop off, raise your hand and I'd love to do a takeaway and hear what your takeaway is. And then actually, let's just go ahead and go into takeaways and then we'll stick around for a little bit to continue any Q&A that you ladies have. But I'd love to do a takeaway round. Is that okay? Well, raise your hand if you have to hop off right now. Jess does. Okay. Awesome. All right, Jess, would you be willing to do a takeaway or do you have to hop off pronto? Oh, yep. Okay.
Oh. Yeah, sorry. It's okay. Pushing all the buttons. Yeah, I would love to offer a takeaway. First, thank you so much. It was really inspiring to hear the stories and then also really helpful to hear everyone's relations to those stories and the different angles that we all look from kind of expands my own perspective as well. So thanks for the shares, everyone. And yeah, so one of the things that I, or a few of the things that I definitely will take back is, you know, once you do hone in on something that you feel really excited about, then, you know, starting small and just doing like a kick-ass job at that and getting recognized for that and saying yes and being able to make some sacrifices will most likely have a very big reward and payback. So yeah, thank you.
Thanks Jess. Yeah. So nice to meet you.
Thanks for that takeaway, Jess. Awesome. And something I want to add to that, which was maybe subcommunicated, but I want to really, really bold, italicize, underline this right now and highlight, is that Carmel puts 180% into anything that she does, if not more. And I mean everything. I've gone to Burning Man with you, what, 3 times? Every time it's like, it's incredible, the production of our camp. But just from personal things to professional, like it's the effort is above and beyond. Like the over delivery of value, the over delivery of attention is, I think, one of the biggest different like things that sets you apart. And I think one of the things that I learned from you as well with my business, because as hopefully a lot of you know, but especially Kim, who I'm mentoring right now, like my coaching style and approach is above and so far and above and beyond what most coaches do. And I learned a lot of that from Carmel. So I love that you highlighted that in your takeaway, Jessica. And I would definitely echo that of like doing like putting your all into whatever it is you're doing, whether it's mopping the floor or producing a huge shoot for Google or whatever it is.
So, right now it's just raising a 3-month-old baby.
Yeah, with two dogs and a husband.
Still working full time and good luck.
Right. Yeah. Just that stuff. Awesome. Thanks for your takeaway, Jess. Does anybody else need to hop off? Bye. And would like to go next with a takeaway? Otherwise I'll just round robin here. Okay. Lauren, I'd love to hear a takeaway if you're willing to offer one up.
Yeah, sorry, I just want to outside.
Oh, you're breaking up a little bit. I'm not sure if that's you or us. Lauren? Oh, no. Oh, you dropped out a little bit. I'm going to move on to Lisa. And
do you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, there you are. Hi.
Okay, perfect. Sorry. I went to take my dog out to go to the bathroom, and she's running off, so I'm chasing her while I'm talking.
Oh! do you want me to come back to you?
No, she's okay. She won't go far. But I think a huge takeaway for me is, you know, I think one of the things that happens with me is I get daunted with kind of like figuring out what I'm going to be like, what I'm going to end up doing with my life, my career, and those kinds of things, jobs and stuff. But I think I really, something that stuck out to me the most is I really admire how you really, when you were talking about how you started off as a PA and then you brought up, you know, if you're wanting to do PA and you're really like actually wanting this, then I'm going to like teach you everything you need to know. And I feel like a lot of times it's difficult to find mentors who are actually willing to, you know, take the time and energy to find, like really just like mentor somebody and be like, you know, I'm here to teach you. Like if you're going to be motivated, you're going to show up every day and you're going to show me that you're willing to like do this, then you know what, I'm going to teach you everything that you need to learn. And I find that really admiring because I feel like that's very hard to find.
Cool. Yeah. It's a huge benefit. So it's a huge benefit to me to have people that know, like I teach, I train, and then they stay with me and I give them the next job and the next job. I mean, it is so valuable for any business owner to have like super strong people on to train and put all their time and effort into their people. So if you're looking to like start into a new career of some kind and not really sure, you find, you know, find a small business owner and tell them, look, I'll stay with you for a year if you teach me what you're doing. And they'll be like, yes, like teach you. You mean you'll take some of my work away? Like, yeah, thank you. You know, please, by all means. Like, I don't need people to just, you know, do the little stuff. I want people to like grow and see them grow and to see them take on. Cause if the people that work for me grow, I grow.
Yeah.
No, I really like that. It's hard because I think being on the other side of the spectrum, obviously not, I mean, sure, I might have some skills that I can teach some of my friends or whatever, but like, you know, I feel like it's difficult to kind of put yourself out there and kind of ask, cause you kind of assume mm-hmm. that someone's going to say no, or like, I'm too busy. I have kids. I'm doing X, Y, and Z. And so I just don't really ask. And I feel like I need to just like suck up the courage. And I know there's people out there that I really do admire and I want to get nervous to ask for that help.
I mean, everybody has too much on their plate. We all do. Right. So somebody that's like, look, I will be committed to you if you show me and I'll take some of the work off your plate. You'd be shocked how much everybody wants to, you know, get help and to talk about themselves and give all their work away. And like, you know, I mean, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, Lauren.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's really great. Let's see here. Ren, would you be willing to share a takeaway?
I'm not even sure where to start. I keep going back to the coffee shop.
Awesome.
No, I love it though, because I had been considering getting a part-time job for a while just to help accelerate paying off the debts and stuff. And I was considering a coffee shop job as one of the options. Ultimately what I was going to go for was actually like a grocery shopping job. But that fell through, so yeah, whatever. mm-hmm. But no, I love the, I mean, essentially you did whatever was necessary to, I mean, might have taken you a bit to figure out what you wanted to do, but once you kind of found it, and you just did whatever it took to learn it and get more of it, and I love that. Yeah.
You're right there. You just need to do a little bit, you know, I used the Small Business Association.
Yeah.
I used all my friends. I was fortunate enough to have a bunch of business owners around me. So I was like, what do I do? Like, how do I get paid? Like, and
right.
That, like, I don't know. And just use your friends, use your resources, Small Business Association.
Mm-hmm.
My job was really fun because it was super social. And also I could ask.
Yeah, that's awesome.
About, what, you know, oh, you're a business owner? Like, what do you
right? Yes, I need to get to know more of the business owners in my area, and I need to get out and be more social. It's so hard for me to do, but there's really no good excuse for it. The weather's getting better. So, but yeah, I'm looking for more volunteer opportunities in the area. I'm going to be volunteering with my Girl Scout troop at the end of the month for their father-daughter luau. That's going to be so much fun. I actually got stickers made for the, I got it. Okay. I can't help it. I have to show you if I can find where I put them.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Here.
Oh, me and my guess.
It's a pineapple.
It's a marshmallow pineapple.
Marshmallow. That's so, cute.
Well, we're handing these out to all the girls that go, and you know, so I did that, and I'm going to be actually volunteering at the event too.
Good for you, Ren. That's awesome.
Yeah, but yeah, definitely the social aspect is something that I know I'm missing.
Awesome.
And finding a mentor, and yeah, just getting out there more. Mm-hmm. So. I think I can do that.
Awesome. Thank you for that. That's a great takeaway. Yeah. Let's see. We've got Kim, Paige, and Lisa. I'll start with Kim. Would you be willing to do a takeaway? And I would love for this to be another 2 hours together, ladies, but let's try to keep this to maybe a minute for takeaways.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. My takeaway was, first of all, I like to say my mentor is like the best person ever. So I just wanted to throw that in there. So anybody looking for one, you got to get one. let's see. It was really when she was talking about the 80, 90. I like the way you said, I bring 80 or 90% of the attributes and I can figure out the other. And it's okay just to say, I don't know, let me get back to you. Mm-hmm. That Fawn knows that I'm always worried that I won't know what to say in the middle of, you know, in the moment. And I'm afraid to fumble and stuff like that. So that was great. I wrote it down. I got it.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's so sweet.
Awesome. I'm glad that resonated with you, Kim. Yay. Paige, would you be willing to share a takeaway? And then we'll close out with Lisa.
Yeah. Honestly, I just admire your willpower because I don't know if you realize it, but you definitely willed yourself into getting fired and to also getting yourself into this life that you've always wanted. So that's pretty amazing if you ask me. Just to be honest, I'm starting to think if I will myself into getting fired, it may not be that bad because I know that I'm going to do the same thing. I will figure it out. That is the worst case scenario. But I'm honestly so like prepared for it because I've been where you are. Like I'm like at the point where I'm like, well, fuck it. If they fire me, like what's the worst that could happen? I'll find something better is how I feel. I honestly feel I'm just going to find something better.
Yeah. So
ready.
Get one step ahead of it. And
yeah, exactly.
If you know that's the case, 1 foot out, then go spend time trying to, you know, set yourself up.
That's going to be my new goal now.
Even if you do get fired, like you will be fine. Mm-hmm. There's no question. You'll figure it out, and it most likely will be a better move because you're doing this, and because you're driven and yourself, you know, you're self-aware, and you. It'll be rad, whatever it is, it's next. Maybe don't wait too long.
Yeah, I'm not going to now.
Awesome. It's pretty rad over here.
The cliff is fast approaching.
Ooh, yeah. Maybe we can hold some accountability around that in the Facebook group. Or, you know, yeah, you are in the Facebook group. In the Facebook group or, you know, in some capacity. Like, hey, Paige, you want to put a date to that exit? So I'm planting seeds. Awesome. Lisa, would you be willing to share a takeaway?
Yeah, Kim, thank you for planting that seed, kind of like nourishing that seed of having a good mentor. I think that
it's so easy to feel like you have to figure it out all on your own, especially because I've always been an entrepreneur and have had a couple of my businesses that I just picked up and by the seat of my pants made these things happen. But now my next business endeavor that I really want to make happen is to be a working photographer. And I'm stuck because I feel like I have maybe 60% of what I need, and I need help with the other 40%. And it's got me really, really high centered. And so I just wrote myself a little note to call a local photographer tomorrow who has told me she would like to help me.
Yeah.
Years ago. But anyway, thank you for that. That's a big takeaway. And also, you know, just talking about how you love to mentor people in your production business. And it's kind of, and it feels like the idea of mentorship is getting more and more anchored in all arenas of business and education. And so thanks for being a part of that.
Sure. You should call me. We could talk. I work with dozens and dozens of the highest level of commercial photographer.
Believe me,
Fawn. I can tell you what I know.
Fawn totally clued me in, and we've actually met before here in Sandpoint.
We did? You look really familiar. We
in
did?
In the backyard.
Oh, in the backyard.
Call me sometime. I would love to connect. I was just telling my daughter, maybe I'll be heading down to LA here sometime and just be a shadow and a grunt for a while, just to be you know, on the ground with someone who's doing really what I love to do, is creating art and production. And
the photographers call me and then they say, how do I make the shoot work? And I say, oh, this is how much it costs. This is how you would do it. Talent, locations, da, da, da. Then we work together. I am business partners. They just get to focus on the making the photos and I do the business stuff. So they hire me, but I work with a lot of photographers that I've seen come up from, you know, assisting to photography. Mm-hmm.
Yay, opportunity.
You're out there, girl.
Anybody can help.
Blown out.
I love helping people out, and I'm always around if anyone wants to follow up.
Yeah, networking is amazing medicine. Yeah.
Yeah. Carmel, what is your takeaway? So I love strong women. I love all of you. I wrote three things down. I'm going to go back and do some more networking events. I'm going to pick my journaling back up because I haven't. And then morning practice. I heard that. And my newest challenge is trying to figure out how to juggle my business and the baby. So routines and morning practice and getting back on schedule is my biggest hurdle right now. I produced three jobs immediately after getting out of the hospital. One of them failed miserably because it was too much too soon. And now I have five more coming up.
Bananas.
So I'm just like, how do I pump enough milk? I don't know. So
where can I tell them? Yeah. Right before this call, we were prepping for this call at 5. And she was pumping as we're like prepping. I'm like going over the bullets and the outlines of the call. That's how badass Carmel is. She's like, yeah, I'll do a group call. Let's do this. Pump, pump, pump. Honey, take the baby.
Well, remember they say 9 months in, 9 months out.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. There you go. Yep. Did you find a production book? Well, she's going to show us one of her production books and then we'll wrap up. My takeaway is that I love connecting all of us together, holding this space, learning from Carmel, hearing all of your feedback. It's just, my takeaway is bliss. Oh my God.
Here she comes. Just pick one.
Pick a number, any number.
Not Uber. This is some of them.
Wow.
Uber, Cherokee, Starbucks. Okay.
So it's the shoot, the schedule. Like clients.
So organized.
The schedule.
So beautiful. Talent.
Each shot, the locations and everything. Blah, 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 blah.
Cool.
So yeah. Organized. But this is an example of how she's 180%, or that's just an arbitrary number I chose, but like 1,000% in everything she does, quality wise. It's like she doesn't just slap stuff together. Her office is organized, labeled. Anything she does anytime is like, you know, it's a habit. I think that you've building on an already pre-existing like habit for organization. But that habit of going above and beyond and putting more than is required into the task and like continuing that, that's how shit happens. It's a big key to the puzzle, I think. Yeah.
It was really wonderful to meet everybody. Thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate it. And you're in really great hands.
Aww.
She's wonderful.
Thank you. Okay, ladies. Well, I wanted to do some extra Q&A, but we are far over time. Thank you for hanging over with me as per usual. But thank you. And thank you for your great questions and feedback and insights for Carmel. And if you have any lingering questions or insights that come to you, feel free to email me. I'm going to add Carmel to our group if she wants to join. Awesome. On Facebook. But even if not, feel free to post your questions or takeaways in the Facebook group, and then I can field them to her and kind of coordinate that. So let's keep the conversation going because she's a great resource. Awesome. All right, ladies, everybody have a beautiful night. Stay warm. Stay tornado free, please. Be safe. Bye.
Thanks, ladies.
We're all good. We're back upstairs.
Okay. Oh, good.
Good.
Thank goodness.
All right. Well, call Paige if you need anything. It's Paige and Kim. I think they're neighbors.
Yeah, we're pretty close, I think.
All right, ladies. Much love.
Bye.
Beautiful rest of your
day. Bye. Good night.
Love y'all.